It's a busy start to 2016 for See You at Home, a homeless advocacy group in Champaign-Urbana. This week, the group opened the new location for its Phoenix Daytime Drop-In Center, which is open 4 days a week for the homeless to escape the elements. Next month is See You at Home's annual One Winter Night event, which raises money for the group's projects throughout the year. I stopped by the new Phoenix Center to speak with See You at Home Executive Director Melanie Jackson about their new building and much more.
Absolutely. We are thrilled with this new location and the way so many people came together to donate their time, to donate materials, to make this a really wonderful place. We've got great restrooms and we have the computers available for folks, a really cool living room area with some nice leather furniture in it. We've got a public phone for folks to use, still got the puzzles and the chess game and the piano and the guitar. We've got a long neck banjo that folks like to come in and pluck on. So it's a really inviting place for folks to come and just spend some time.
And I understand, speaking of Phoenix, I understand there's a new documentary that's in production, kind of about just the journey of See You at Home in general, and this building is part of that, certainly. But just tell us a little bit about that.
It's called The Phoenix, Hope is Rising, and the metaphor of the phoenix bird that, you know, was dead in the ashes and rose again after 3 days. That's the kind of hope that we want to have through this ministry, through our housing ministry, our transportation ministry, and through the Phoenix Daytime Drop-In Center. The documentary actually shows parts of all aspects of See You at Home. They've interviewed about 40 different people connected with our ministry, and they've put this together in the course of about 6 months. It's amazing. They've put a whole lot of work into it. It will premiere at One Winter Night on Friday, February 5th in downtown Champaign. So we want folks to come and see this documentary to kind of live through the process of what's happened in the last 5 years. Through See You at Home, you're sure to learn some things you don't know about folks who don't have an address.
And that just kind of makes me wonder for you. You mentioned this has been a five-year journey, but as you kind of look back at the last 5 years, I don't know if you can really sum it up in just a few sentences, but as you think about the journey for you in this ministry, what comes to mind?
I never would have imagined sitting in this room doing what I'm doing 5 years ago. We started out as a housing ministry that follows the philosophy that's called Housing First, allowing folks to have a place of their own to stay without any barriers, without requiring any particular separation from addiction or medicine for mental illness, but allowing them to have housing first. That's how we started for about 2.5 years. Then we went through a major change in philosophy that was fueled largely by a couple of books, one called Toxic Charity and another called When Helping Hurts. And those two books really caused me to be quite introspective about what we were doing by way of one-way charity and to build a much more empowerment-centered model. Small example, the coffee over there is in a cabinet. If you want coffee, you can make it yourself. I'm not going to make it for you. We ask that you put a quarter in the cup to buy more coffee, and we also ask that you clean your cup and put it up so the next person can use it. So we try big and small ways to engender empowerment in people's lives, and that's really the focus of our ministry now.
And what changes have you noticed since you kind of changed your focus here in this ministry? What changes have really stood out to you?
Honestly, there are more people taking more tangible steps forward. This room is an environment for change. And in the 19 months that the Phoenix has been open, we've seen many people take tangible steps forward because we have a mechanism for that to happen. When we were under the old model, it was a certain number of people, a relatively small number of people that we were helping with housing, focused on them. This is a much wider berth and a wider set of referrals and assistance that we can do through this. And dignity really is at the heart of the change that we made. You know, many folks who don't have an address are quite educated. They've had some incredible jobs. They're not very much different from you or I. and to engender that dignity by giving them a chance to take their own steps forward while supporting them, helping them take those steps forward, is very powerful.
That kind of leads us into your big event coming up here in just a few weeks, One Winter Night. For those who aren't familiar with One Winter Night, tell us a little bit about the event and what you're hoping to accomplish with it.
See You at Home One Winter Night is really our signature awareness and fundraising event annually. This is our fifth annual event, the first Friday in February. This year it's on Friday, February 5th. And a number of things happen during the course of the event that are really cool for families to come down and be a part of. We have many people who are sleeping in cardboard boxes along Neal Street, and chances are you know more than two or three of those folks. So you can come down and you can fellowship with the people who are actually in the boxes. That's a part of the camaraderie that happens during the night. We also set up in the Champaign City Council chambers with public speakers talking about different elements of homelessness. We will have eight different speakers between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. talking about children and homelessness, law enforcement and homelessness, mental illness, lots of different issues that really touch on homelessness, experts in the field, a couple people sharing their testimonies of how they once were. And now they've received a lot of help and had a lot of change. So that's in the city building from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And this year we will be premiering this documentary about See You at Home. It will be showing in Christ Community Church. That's at 114 South Neal, right in the middle of the block just south of the city building. That's our headquarters for One Winter Night. And this documentary is free of charge. Donations will be accepted. It will air at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., 10 p.m., 2 a.m., and 4 a.m. That's mostly for the box dwellers, if they want to come in the middle of the night and get warm and watch the documentary. But 6, 8, 10, open to the public. And we really want folks to come and see this powerful documentary that they've been developing for us.
Melanie Jackson is the executive director of See You at Home, a group that works with the homeless in Champaign-Urbana. Jackson says they're still looking for volunteers to be box dwellers for One Winter Night. You can find more information on how to help at their website, seeyouathome.us. That's seeyouathome.us.